The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
It's National Be Kind to Your Mother-in-Law with Jell-O Week.
Tell everybody you know, and don't let the week go by without J-E-L-L-O.
This is Don Wilson saying, Jell-O makes a special treat that even a mother-in-law will love. She can't say it's too rich, too heavy, too expensive, too anything but delicious. Be kind to your mother-in-law with Jell-O this week.
J-E-L-L-O.
Mr. Dibble, I want to see you.
All evening. I was just leaving. We've been putting in a little extra time, working a little extra hard to get this house finished for you.
Well, I appreciate all that, but I would also appreciate the meaning of this bill I got today. Look here. Sink in pantry, $843.62.
What was that?
Installation of sink in pantry.
Oh, yes, that's right.
What sink?
Well, that's that small sink, basin, whatever you want to call it, that we put in there in the pantry.
But no sink in the world costs $843.62.
Yeah, well, that one did.
Well, Mr. Dibble, I hope I am not an unreasonable man, but neither am I so stupid that I can possibly believe any such fantastic amount for an ordinary sink. To begin with, what sink?
Just told you, sink in the pantry.
I don't remember there was to be any sink in any pantry.
Well, I don't know. That was my orders.
Your order? I never authorized any sink in any pantry.
No, but Mrs. Piper did.
My wife?
Well, I always thought she was your wife.
No. What I mean, my wife authorized that sink?
Yeah.
When?
Well, that was sort of the unfortunate part. I mean, if she'd let us know a little sooner, she wanted a sink in the pantry, but she didn't.
Well,
she come along one day, says how nice it'd be to have a little sink in the pantry, and was it possible?
Well, yeah.
I said, yeah, it was possible. She says, well, put one in. So I got my orders, and we put one in.
Well,
of course, it meant we had to rip out quite a bit that was all done.
We
had to change the pipes connected there with the kitchen, and of course, that affected the joists. They had to relocate where the hot and cold water pipes fastened down for the upstairs, where it took a bit of doing. Well, then you got the electrician. He had to rip out about 30 feet of cable, redo all his wiring. If she'd wanted a sink on the west wall there, it'd been pretty simple. Been back-to-back with the kitchen sink. But she had a heart set, you might say, on having it under the window so she could look out. There, you know how women are.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem to me it should cost...
Well, it affected your heating ducts. I mean, what were the new pipes and all for the water? But your heating ducts had to be rerouted. Of course, that affected your subfloor as well. Now, that had to be ripped out, done over. And then, of course, you had all your plastering to be done in that spot. Oh, these things take time, especially when you got to call men back to redo them.
Yeah.
Electrician, plumber, lather, plasterer, mason, tinsmith. Well, now, I thought you wanted to hear about this.
I want my wife to hear about this. And that involved changes in the wiring, the water pipes, the heating duct.
All I said to Mr. Dibble, I remember...
He had to call back the electrician, the plumber, the plasterer, the mason, the tinsmith.
No, he didn't tell me all that.
$843.62.
All I said to him was, gee, it would be nice to have a little sink in the pantry.
Well, why didn't you think of it earlier, at least,
I didn't think of it, that's all. I came out to go through the new house one day, and I was in that little pantry, and I thought, gee, why don't I have a little sink right under the window there, you know, so I could look out, you know.
Yeah, and so you could look out.
Well, it is nice to have an extra little sink for glasses and ashtrays and little things.
Well,
you know,
your little sink to wash ashtrays has cost exactly $843.62. I mean, doesn't it seem just a little bit extravagant just for ashtrays?
Well, I didn't mean just for ashtrays.
I just do not know how any woman could be so...
Well, go ahead, say it.
All right, I will. So stupid.
Well, I don't know anything about building a house. For heaven's sakes, who'd ever think one little sink would cause all that trouble? When I said I wanted a sink, there was a space there on the wall under the windows, and I thought they'd just fasten one on.
Weren't you expecting to have any faucets in the sink?
Well, certainly.
But where do you think the water was going to come from?
Pipes?
I mean, do you think pipes just sort of grow on the back of a sink?
Well, certainly not. But how they put the pipes in is their business, not mine. They're building the house. Anyhow, it seems to me I ought to have some credit for something. I've saved you money by not staying at a hotel while this house is finished, fixing up the garage so we can live in it. And it isn't easy to live here all day. You're at the office. You only have to cope with inconveniences in the morning and the evening.
Yes, I know. All right, I know.
I'm here all day, surrounded by piled-up furniture, hundreds of cartons and boxes, trying to find things that we need, getting meals and doing dishes without running water. On top of that, taking care of the baby, and now it's getting cold, and I'm running around so bundled up in sweaters I can hardly walk. And no bathroom. And then you storm in here and yell at me and say I'm stupid.
Well, all right, I ask you, doesn't paying $843.62 for a pantry sink seem sort of stupid?
What's the matter, Mommy, Daddy?
Oh. Nothing, Betsy.
Go on outside and play.
I've been outside playing. I'm hungry.
I'll finish getting dinner right away.
Well, I think I'll go take a walk.
All right, dinner in 15 minutes.
Can I go for a walk with you, Daddy?
Yes, all right. Come along.
Close that side door, please. Keep what heat we have in.
I will.
Daddy?
Yeah?
Are you and Mommy going to get a divorce?
Get it? What?
Are you?
Well, certainly not. Where'd you ever hear such a thing? Come here. Let's sit down here on this stone wall.
A girl in my class. She has a divorce.
Girl in your... Oh, you mean her mother does?
They both do. Janie's divorced from her daddy, too.
Oh, I see. Well, what did this Janie say a divorce was, honey?
Said it. Something you buy when you don't like somebody anymore, and then you don't speak to them because you're mad at them.
Oh, I see.
Are you mad at Mommy?
Honey, don't you ever get mad at your friend Mary Lou?
Oh, yes.
And don't you love her anymore?
Oh, yes.
Well, then, I mean, you can get a little mad at somebody, but you love them anyhow, and I love your Mommy very much, and she loves me.
You were yelling at her. I don't think you should yell at her.
Well, I don't think I should either. You're absolutely right.
Is Mommy stupid?
Oh, no, darling. Look, Daddy was just... I mean, your mother is wonderful in every way. Now, look, Betsy, I think we're all just a little upset because it's kind of hard living in the garage this way. And...
Well, I'm certainly upset. I hate it. It's cold, everything's such a mess. You and Mommy said it would be fun.
Well, now, it is fun. You know what our trouble is? We haven't made it fun. Now, that's one of the things you got to learn, Betsy. One of the things Mommy and I should have remembered. You've got to make your fun. It doesn't just come to you. Do you understand?
No.
Well, all right, come on, I'll show you. Now, look, instead of just being ordinary people eating dinner in their temporary garage house, I'll tell you what, let's be Indians tonight and pretend that the garage is a wigwam and I'll be the big warrior chief.
I've got an Indian headdress with lots of feathers.
Yeah, that's wonderful. See, now, we'll dig it out for the big chief, huh?
Oh, yes.
All right. Now, let's see. We'll spread a blanket on the floor and eat off that, sitting down cross-legged, you know, the way the Indians did.
Yes. Oh, no, Daddy. Let's eat outdoors. Let's wrap blankets around ourselves like the Indians did,
too. Oh, all right, okay.
Let's go tell Mommy what we're going to do.
All right. Say, won't this be fun? Shall I build a campfire?
Oh, yes, Daddy. And we'll toast marshmallows?
Well, I don't know. I don't think Indians had marshmallows.
Let's pretend they did.
All right, they had them. Mommy?
Mommy?
Mommy, you know what we're going to do?
These pots and pans have slid off that box a dozen times today.
Honey, you know what we're going to do?
Well, I know what I'm going to do if this house isn't finished in another week. This living out of cardboard cartons and no shelves. Now I can't find the salt. The sack of sugar broke and spilled all over.
Oh, well, now, honey, remember, it's you know what? We're going to look at it this way. You know, it's fun.
What?
we got to make it fun, honey, living here like this.
Daddy says we have to make it fun.
Oh, he does. Well, that's fine. Daddy can get busy and have some fun cleaning up the sugar. And if Daddy wants something that's more fun, he can try washing dishes tonight with no soap. I don't know where it is.
Mommy, you know what? We're going to be Indians tonight. We thought. I'm going to build a campfire, and we'll wrap up in blankets and sit outside and eat dinner, honey. And, you know, sitting cross-legged the way the Indians did. I'm the big chief, and you'll be the Indian squaw, and Betsy can...
I am not going to be any Indian squaw wrapped up in a blanket and sitting on that cold ground. I am frozen now.
Darling, it'll be fun.
Fun? I don't know what you're talking about.
Sweetheart, and see if you can find that Indian headdress that Betsy has, please. Would you, dear?
Are you out of your mind? At least 50 boxes of stuff piled in here, and you want me to go through trying to find an Indian headdress? Sometimes I get so mad at you. I do.
Oh,
I really
Mommy,
get so
please,
mad.
Please don't get mad at Daddy and buy a divorce.
A divorce?
No. Look, let's all sit down and have a little talk, huh?
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Would you hire someone to work in your home, your office, or your factory without making every effort to find the person best qualified for the job? And having hired that person, would you then refuse to let him know what you wanted him to do? All too often, individuals among us fail to take an active enough interest in our elections. We're lax about voting in primaries where candidates are nominated. We let registration slip by and learn too late we cannot vote on election day. Unless all of us exercise our votes in every election, we can't hope to fill our government offices with men and women of the highest caliber. Don't leave your leadership to chance. Check your municipal building for the date registration opens in your state. Be sure to register on that day so your vote can be counted on election day. And after you've considered the election issues and the candidates, you can carry your interest an important step further by supporting the candidates of your choice.
Indian squaw sees smoke signals from hill.
Oh, Indian chief thinks Apaches on warpath.
Indian squaw says let's do war dance around campfire so we can warm up a little bit, huh?
Indian chief see Apache over there behind stone wall.
I think chief rain in the face.
Oh, save me from that ferocious Apache.
Apache Indian going to scalp you.
I'll scalp your mother. I need all I got left.
Oh, Daddy.
Now, listen, you big chief rain in the face. It's past your bedtime now. If you're going to scalp us, you'd better hurry up.
I'm going to shoot you with my bow and arrow. Bang, bang. Drop dead, Daddy.
Drop dead, dear. Hurry up. It's past her bedtime.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that was fun. Let's do it again. And this time, I'll be a Dakota Indian.
No, darling. Now, we've had a lovely evening, and it was such fun, but it's too dark now. And I don't want Daddy dropping dead anymore. He may stumble and break a leg.
Well, did we have fun, Betsy? How much fun?
Oh, yes.
Well, we're all going to have lots more fun together the rest of our lives, so stop worrying about your mommy and daddy, darling. Now, come on. Join hands around the campfire, and we'll sing the song I taught you, Betsy.
Yeah, come on. Then it's bedtime.
Day is done, gone the sun, from the east, from the west. Day is done, la da da.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Francie Myers and John Shelley and is produced by Walter Hart.